Hello and welcome to BBC Radio Durham, your county radio station on 96.8 VHF. The time is just coming up to 6 a.m. Stay tuned to Radio Durham for the county news summary at 6:32 and for our breakfast show, The Daily Durham, at 10 past 7. And don't forget to tune in to the Radio Durham Garden Party this afternoon at 2:30 for the formal opening of the station by the Secretary of State for Education, the Right Honourable Edward Short.
Well, now, the moment has arrived. It's 11 minutes past three. Outside at the garden party, the musical entertainment has stopped. The Right Honourable Edward Short has joined our station manager, Kenneth Brown, on the platform, and now we're going to join them.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very good welcome to BBC Radio Durham, and I'm delighted that I have with me the Secretary of State for Education and Science, the Right Honourable Edward Short. And Minister, would you now please open our station for us?
Mr. Brown, Mr. Chairman, Dr. Holgate, ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth local radio station in Britain, and I hope it's going to open an exciting chapter in radio entertainment in the northeast of England. Some time ago, the government decided to go ahead with local broadcasting, but in order to find the best method of running it and financing it, we first of all decided to establish eight stations in eight important centres. The purpose behind these stations is to enable the town concerned to run its own radio station in a way which fits the local community. We have therefore appointed here in Durham a local broadcasting council which is widely representative of the community, including a number of young people. This station should never forget that it's got to be tailor-made to the needs of Durham. And secondly, that it's always got to be bright and attractive and never dull. In my view, and that of the government, if local radio is not to be truly local and is not making a contribution to the local community life, it isn't worth doing. Finally, a word about the BBC. And everybody clobbers the BBC. Well, now, I'd like to say a word in their praise. The BBC have placed all their experience and their facilities at our disposal in setting up this station and the other stations. The view that the BBC dislikes change is completely wrong, you know. Now, I've rarely met more willing cooperation and enthusiasm for a new departure than I have from the BBC for local radio. I'm very glad to see my good friend Mr. Frank Gillard here today, and I've met many public officials, but I've never met a public official who has shown more enthusiasm, more helpfulness, and more cooperation for a new idea than he has for local radio. Well, Mr. Brown, I wish this station every success, and your success here in Radio Durham as part of this eight-station experiment will help to determine the whole development of local radio in this country. And I know that the Durham station will do its best to live up to this great challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, I have great pleasure in declaring Radio Durham open.
Chimney pots and traveling clocks, it's been so long since I've seen.
Radio Durham's been on the air for 4 weeks now, and today Peter Clark looks at the station's value to the community. He puts some questions to the station manager, Mr. Kenneth Brown.
How much money does it cost to run Radio Durham?
Well, we don't know exactly, I suppose, until we've been on the air about 6 months, and we are in a period of rising costs, but I would say not less than £55,000 a year.
And how many people will this reach?
I should think about 750,000 people in our area, in our editorial area, probably as many as 2 million people in our area of transmission.
Well, that seems value for money. But who pays for this service?
Well, we don't know yet. We hope, under the terms of this experiment, that a good proportion of the costs of the experiment will be met by the local community. And negotiations are taking place now to see how much the Durham County Council may contribute. In the meantime, the Durham Police Authority has indicated its willingness to put up £10,000, and the Northern Arts Association wants to give us a contribution of £500.
Well, this is a service that you're rendering. What do you feel you're giving that national broadcasting and local papers aren't giving us?
Well, of course, national broadcasting doesn't give anything like an intensive coverage of local events, and it's not meant to, and it can't. Local newspapers give a very good coverage of local events, but they only come out once a day or once a week, and we're on the air all the time.
You've been listening to That's the Way the Money Goes, a Durham Consumer Group programme. If you have any comments or questions for the group, send them to the Durham Consumer Group, BBC Radio Durham, Park House, Merry Oaks, Durham.